little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Okay, moving on to contraceptive failures, and we mentioned earlier that we were going to be talking a little bit about how effective different types of contraceptive choices are. So we're going to do a kind of an options discussion, really. I guess in many ways it's to help patients more appropriately make a better choice for their contraceptive technique. So we're going to talk to Melissa. Melissa, I hope you don't mind. I'm just going to ask you some questions to try and help figure out with you what would best suit you in terms of contraception, because mm-hmm. you mentioned that you were keen to do something at this time. How organised are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty organised. I mean, I don't really have an issue remembering things.
Okay. How important is it at this time that you don't conceive?
Well, it wouldn't be ideal because money's a bit short, money's a bit tight.
And do you have any medical conditions or either for yourself or in your family that might make any type of contraception unsuitable for you that you're aware of?
I'm not really sure. I mean, my dad's got liver disease, but other than that, there's nothing.
Not aware of any clots in the family or breast cancer or anything like that? You never had any migraines or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And you mentioned that you were thinking about taking a pill. Are you relatively happy with a high failure rate? So a high failure rate would be about 9% in 3 years off a pill type of contraception.
Oh, right, okay.
How does that sound?
So, what, that's almost like 1 in 10 people will have a failure?
Yeah.
Well, not really. I mean, what are the other methods more reliable?
There are other methods that are much more reliable and easier to deal with and are also low risk in terms of side effects or problems that we perhaps ought to be exploring with you.
Yes.
Perhaps it might be worthwhile talking about what fears that you have regarding implants or coils.
Well, I don't know if I've really got any fears. I've just not had them before and I don't know much about them.
Okay. So there's no none of your friends or colleagues that have used these methods and have said, oh, you really shouldn't be doing that?
Oh, no, no. I mean, quite a few of my friends do use them. I think they think they're quite good. I mean, my friend's got the Marina in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard anybody say anything bad about them.
So again, the information that you provide for your patient will very much depend upon the information that you get from your patient at this stage. But it's worthwhile just emphasising and recording in the records that no method of contraception is 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But also emphasising the differential efficacy and safety of the different methods. So in the real world, with most pills, there's 9% failure rate over 3 years. And in actual fact, younger women are even more likely to have failures of contraception. So it's worthwhile encouraging that particular group of young women, even though that might have been their initial preference, to really bear those numbers in mind when they're making the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps to encourage them, even though it wasn't their first instinct, to be at least considering those other methods. So coils and implants are 21 times better, and their failure rate is in the order of 0.4%. So they're reliable, and there's no difference in the failure rates when you compare younger women with older women. Perhaps you could safety net me.
So, sounds like in the meantime, we're going to start with a pill, maybe until you've had a wee think about your choices around implants and coils that you might come back to the sexual health clinic. Important things to think about with a pill. It's not reliable if you're vomiting or have diarrhoea. So you could get pregnant if you're taking the pill and you've got vomiting or diarrhoea. So you need to then double up and use extra precautions, i.e. condoms, for about a week after the vomiting and diarrhoea resolve. So during vomiting and diarrhoea and then for a further week, use condoms to make sure that the pill's back in your system. There's quite a lot of instructions around what to do if you miss a pill on the leaflet. And the main thing to remember is if you miss one pill, you're okay. But if you miss two or more, you need to take extra precautions, i.e. use condoms for 7 days. And obviously, like we've said, there is a chance of failure, so it's important to just be aware of different symptoms that could indicate that actually you have fallen pregnant, such as nausea, breast tenderness. I mean, most of the time, if you fall pregnant on a pill, the baby isn't harmed and there's no problem, you just stop the contraception. But, you know, if you do think something's different in your cycle at all, then do a pregnancy test. If you have any really severe pain in the lower part of your tummy, even if you think you've been taking your pill regularly, we should just get a pregnancy test and see you in case there's a pregnancy in the wrong place.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.